Thanks for joining the Jefferson Exchange. Here's Rogue Sounds with music critic Josh Gross and our host, Jeffrey Riley.
Josh Gross, happy May, and welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Happy May to you as well, Jeffrey.
We do have a pretty good lineup of stuff, as always. It seems like there's never a shortage of musical stuff, particularly when you look at the region, as you do, from in this case, Grants Pass to Reading. There's lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, well, and I mean, every month I say, this is a great month for life, but May really is kind of like the start of, you know, like the touring season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously there was a sort of long fallout after COVID, and, you know, like a lot of groups last year were still sort of figuring their things out. But this year, everyone's back up to full speed, you know, so it's like everyone that had a project has gotten it off the ground. Every project that had been shelved and is coming back is back fully. So it's like everyone's out hitting the road, and this is the time that they're all going to start doing it. This is going to be an incredible summer for live music for that reason. I'm going on tour, and I realized I'm missing all of my favorite bands because they're all touring at the same time. So,
well, the perils of stardom, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? The hard knock life.
Truly. All right, now we start off with a May 10th session. This is Palmer Square is coming to Johnny B's in Medford. This is called Dead House.
I need toasters on service.
Welcome to Dead House. I think you're going to like your new house. But before you move in, I have a few words of warning for you.
Welcome to Dead House. Stay out of the basement. I'm a shady botanist making modifications. Watch in amazement. We save the environment. Stay drinking Heineken. Say cheese and die again. Don't go to sleep, man. I'm calling all creeps. Ricky Beamer in the Beamer reaching Audubon speeds. Yeah, tell Katrina it came from beneath the sink. I'm greatly afraid of bees, unafraid of what people think. You ever seen a snowman in Pasadena? I'm an adamant believer that the grass is always greener on the other side. It's the phantom of the auditorium, making waves, hitting 88 in my DeLorean. I pour imported gin until I wake up on the floor again. I know a thing or two.
I wish I could have included more of that. It's just for the interest of time. I mean, but his rhymes are so good, and how does he breathe for that matter?
That's a good question. And what's also what's also kind of not. You wouldn't hear if you only hear the song, is that all of those are books from the Goosebumps series by R.L. Stine. That was a deep literary dive in hip-hop form on, you know, Goosebumps as a literary series. And I think that's what's so interesting about Palmer Squares is, you know, they're hyper-literate, they're really clever, and they're kind of playing a joke on you all the time. So all their songs are kind of like little sort of internal pranks with like fun, whimsical little sort of like lyrical deep dives down a particular topic. And some of that arose because they're sort of the YouTube generation where everything's kind of like a prank video. It's got to be a little more than just like, you know, peacocking the song. You want to bring something extra. It's like a skit. Like every piece is a concept piece. And they're so clever about it. And that show is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I found myself, but by the time we got to, yeah, have you ever seen a snowman in Pasadena? A smile had broken across my face from side to side.
Yeah, well, and if you watch, like I said, if you watch the video, every time he does one of those, he holds up the Goosebumps book that he's referencing. And, you know, and that's how you can tell. It's just like, wow, this is really, really sophisticated stuff, you know?
All right, Josh Gross is with us on another edition of Rogue Sounds here on the Jefferson Exchange. That is Palmer Squares coming to Johnny B's in Medford on May 10th. May 13th at the Dip in Reading, we get to hear from Emily Wolfe, and we'll get to hear Emily Wolfe's song right now. This is called Dead End Luck. Stipulate at this point that Emily Wolfe was having a very bad day.
Well, you know, it's harder to write about the good ones. What are you going to do? Emily Wolfe is just a phenomenal guitar player and songwriter. You know, she said that she's seeking to combine the sort of Disney child star pop chops of Demi Lovato with the stoner rock guitar of Queens of the Stone Age. And I really think you hear that. It's this wonderful blending of like pop and rock in a way that doesn't feel corny. And, you know, she's really just sort of leaned into that like real, just straight rock and roll thing. And it's great. I love it. Her songs are fantastic. Her guitar work is fantastic. You know, her production has gotten, you know, better as her career has gone along. And like, really, it's just a phenomenal player all around.
That is her guitar work too, then, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's excellent stuff. It's one of those deals I have to kind of split the difference. You know, I try to make sure that we can hear the musicianship and the vocals, but it's usually the vocals taking precedent. And so,
And you know, something that I think it can be a little more sophisticated to tease out, but I mean, like, the sort of classic idea of, like, what makes, you know, like, someone like a talented instrumentalist is just kind of, can they shred, you know, can they do that, like, really fast runs of notes in a solo or something? And you know, that is one form of being good. But it's also one that's been deeply mined. And I think there's a lot of really other interesting directions, a lot of like sophisticated rhythmic approaches and a lot of really interesting textures. And she's like really sits at the intersection of a lot of those things. She can let loose and shred when she wants, but man, her rhythm chops are phenomenal. Her textural work is great. Like, it's just very engaging stuff. Like, I hear it and I'm just like, I like this. It's got a great beat. It's got a great sound. I'm engaged in what's going on. I'm sold on it. Demi Lovato meets Queens of the Stone Age. How can you go wrong?
Really? That's Emily Wolfe coming to the Dip in Reading on May 13th. Josh Gross is with us for another edition of Rogue Sounds here on The Exchange. Then coming up next, May 6th, the Mad Caddies coming to the Dip in Reading. Let's listen to the Mad Caddies. This is called Kelly's Song.
I lost a life that I've been living. My heart and made it right, and now I can't let go. I said, oh, oh, you know I'd like to spend my time with you. I said, oh, oh, it'd be just fine to spend my time with you.
Like I said, some of the musicianship there, but this is one of those kinds of productions that I love, Josh, because it was one of those things where I went, wait a minute, were the trumpets always there? And then when the trumpets finished, there was some little sound underneath. Just the way that they layered the stuff in is really cool.
Yeah, these guys are phenomenal. This has been one of my favorite bands, honestly, for decades now. I've seen them, a half dozen times. It's been super fun every time. And they're one of those dudes, like, they kind of came up in part of the 90s ska movement, which has been much maligned. I don't malign it. I am strong, stand proudly in defense of ska, and I will defend ska to the end. But these guys also really dabbled across the board. They had really interesting rock chops. They did some polka songs. They did, you know, funk. They kind of, like, dabbled in all of these different genres, and they kind of mash it all together in these ways that are just really groovy and fun. And anytime someone tells me they don't like ska or something, I take them to see the Mad Caddies, and they leave converted because these guys are so good. And they're so fun, and their songs are phenomenal, and just like, oh man, what a great soulful voice and great songs. It's really, really just beautiful stuff, and you will have a great time if you go to the show.
That is the Mad Caddies coming to the Dip in Reading. That is May 6th. Josh Gross is with us again for another edition of Rogue Sounds here on the Jefferson Exchange. Now, to the end of May, we go and talk about Lou Lowingen and the Far East Idiots. We think it's pronounced Lou Lowingen. Neither one of us is sure, as it turns out, at press time. But this is a band appearing at the Local 31 in Ashland on May 30th, and this piece is called Donut.
Donuts, dying donut car. Rock and it's so good.
here again, big kudos to the musicianship. I've been hearing this piece for about 18 hours now. I still don't know the time signature.
Yeah, no, that's about right. The level of musicianship of this band is like off the charts. I've seen them, I've only seen them once before, but it was on a Monday night also in Ashland at Local 31. And they came in and it was just this, folks came in because they were friends with the local band that was playing with them that had brought them in on tour. And everyone was just jaw on the ground at how good these guys were. Just really sophisticated, complex, sort of avant-garde, like experimental sound that's really challenging to pull off in a way that like doesn't come off as pretentious or off-putting. And these guys do it with like a sort of tongue-in-cheek sense of humor, and like a really engaging thing. And you watch it and you're just like, man, I don't know what's going on. And I know that no one else could do it. This is a whole right. unique and singular experience. And, you know, on top of that, they're from Japan. As I always say, it is very, very hard to tour internationally.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And if there's something you like that's coming from internationally, take the chance to see it because there's no guarantee it will happen again, you know?
All right, that's Lou Lohengen and the Far East Idiots at Local 31 in Ashland. Apologies to them if I got their name wrong. Josh Gross is with us once again for another edition of Rogue Sounds here on the Jefferson Exchange. And our final act to talk about this month is an old sentimental favorite, I presume. May 4th at the Rogue Theater Grants Pass, Riders in the Sky will appear. This song is called Woody's Roundup.
Was born in Oklahoma in the rolling Osage hills, and she rode her pinto pony at full gallop for her thrills. Her yodel swept the country, an epidemic that all caught us. Now everybody knows her as the epiglottis goddess.
They call her Jessie, the yodeling cowgirl,
the yodel-ay-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel-ay-yodel She rides along and yodels a song from dawn till dusk till dawn.
Cause she's Jessie, the yodeling cowgirl.
Gene Shepherd's here, look out.
I will always remember the epiglottis goddess.
It's clever. It's great stuff, right?
Uh-huh, truly. And I don't know which came first, this or Toy Story, because the song is about Woody and Jessie.
It's from Toy Story. They were hired to do a bunch of the songs for Toy Story.
Oh, that is
because
cool.
This is a band that most perfectly embodied that sort of like super Americana, like kind of cowboy TV cowboy kind of, you know, Western, which to me is like some of the most American of possible music. I mean, America, if we have a unified dominant culture, I think it's, you know, media, it's television. And this, the, what, you know, like better personifies that than the sort of like the singing TV cowboy with that very like, you know, beautiful, but sort of like cartoonish depiction of the West. I mean, and on top of that, just the sophistication, like yodeling, it, you know, people think it's kind of a joke, but it is hard, and it's especially hard to make musical and to do that with all the harmonies and everything. These guys are phenomenal. There's a reason they've been around just doing the things that they've been doing for as long as they have, and it's because they're so good at it. Even if you don't like this kind of music, I think this is the kind of group where you could see it and go like, yeah, but I like it when they do it because they're so good at it. It transcends genre.
Yeah, I wish we had actually had time to include more of the yodeling because there was more of it in there, but yeah, it's good stuff.
I mean, to me, these guys are like great masters of, you know, like their particular genre, you know, up there with like the Coltranes of the world. As everyone knows, Coltrane personifies jazz. These guys personify that sort of like, you know, Western music. They're just so good and it's so fun. Like, there's no way to hear that music, to hear a song like the one we just listened to, and not just smile and feel good about it. You know, it's fun. It's beautiful, fun music, and I think we all need that from time to time. So give it a shot.
All right, Riders in the Sky at Rogue Theater in Grants Pass, May 4th. We'll have all the acts listed on our website at jeffexchange.org. This has been Rogue Sounds with Josh Gross. Josh, always great to have you.
Always great to be had, Jeffrey.